I'm Wade.
I'm Caleb.
I'm Kyle.
We're The Social Threat, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Rock Radio.
This is Paul McKenzie from the band The Real McKenzies, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Rock Radio.
McKenzie's with The Blue Nose. This is Chris, and you have loaded up The Grind, volume 160 on Punk Rock Radio. And I gotta say, as a Canadian with Scottish roots who likes punk, I do enjoy a good McKenzie's tune. What is essentially a tradition now, The Real McKenzie's are hitting up various stops in Western Canada as part of their St. Paddy's Day tour. And that's BC and Alberta, to be precise. I recently had a talk with the band's frontman Paul McKenzie as they were gearing up to start their now ongoing jaunt. We released a condensed version of that chat earlier to the interwebs. And in our second half of today's program, we have the conversation in its entirety. We discuss an upcoming album, tour fun, and more, nestled in with some full cuts off the band's last studio release, 2012's West Winds. And Medicine Hat Alberta, the three-piece The Social Threat, is also touring around Alberta in conjunction with the release of their new EP, Even Honest Talk Is Cheap. I talked with the guys in our first interview feature in the program, and we've also got some great music in our From the Mailbox specials. First up, something on the more metal side of the show spectrum, Montreal's Mire have a new album coming out in the middle of March called Inward Outward. Fans of Nine Inch Nails, Deftones, and Maynard James Keenan projects Tool and A Perfect Circle take note of Mire. They have a video out for this one, Limitless Part 2. We'll be right back. Inward Outward was the culmination of 2 years of ideas emanating from the five-piece progressive metal group and bouncing off the dampened walls of recording studios. A follow-up to their debut 2010 self-titled EP, the average song duration on this 10-track album falls over the 4-minute mark. Inward Outward is also peppered with a few shorter tracks, setting the sonic stage, cleansing the oral palate for the next musical, emotional journey. This is not one of those shorter cuts. This is Beast and the Machine.
Thank you.
MeyerMusic.com will take you to their home on the web, where you can find out more about upcoming live performances, Bandcamp, live and studio video, and a whole bunch of other connections. One last one from Meyer, Tyrannicide. flipping the switch back to the punk side, we're kicking into our first interview feature of the show with one off of the Social Threat's new EP. This is Do or Die.
Makes it explode. This won't change a single thing. Until we stand united, all for one, this race we sing. It's do or die this time. Wash the weekend apathy away. This wave of sound breaks on the way. Changing, stopping tanks in our own little ways. Punk church for outcasts, an idealistic stage. A man who won't wait for the world to change. This won't change a single thing. Until we stand united. This time, this won't change a single thing. Until we stand united, all for one, this race we sing. It's do or die this time.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Grind on Punk Rock Radio. We've got some boys here from The Social Threat, two of three band members. We've got Kyle and Caleb on the line. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Doing well, thanks.
Awesome. Well, we were just talking as I was doing some level adjustments. You guys recently did a date or two up in Saskatchewan, in Prince Albert, during the frozen tundra time.
Yeah, we made it there and we made it back.
Besides the terrible weather, and I'm assuming roads weren't too fantastic, how was the show? What's the scene like up there?
The shows went great, despite the cold and the terrible load-ins. When it's that cold, packing gear into a venue is quite the adventure. I think I froze my hands to the handle on my amp cab, and that was interesting.
We had to amputate. Caleb's missing a couple fingers.
Despite the cold load-ins, though, the shows went well. We were happy with the attendance, and it was really great to be playing shows again, and we think they went quite well.
Yeah, no, you guys took a little bit of time off from playing shows to work on your new EP, for one. Let's talk about that. You've got a new EP coming out.
Yeah, we sure do. We're pumped about it. It's called Even Honest Talk is Cheap. March 11th is coming out, and we're excited to release it. We've been sitting on it for a little while now. We recorded it last August in Calgary with Casey Lewis at Echo Bass Studios. Before that, we had taken a handful of months off to write and just get everything ready, and we demoed it, and we had like a little critique. We invited some friends over to tell us how terrible our new songs are, and then we fixed them up or ignored their ideas, depending on how we felt. And then went into the studio and recorded the CD. And then what ended up happening is our guitar player actually took off for a little bit of school and to go down to Costa Rica for a while. So he was gone and he got to miss all the fun pre-production stuff. And me and Caleb got all the artwork ready, production ready, got this CD ready and trying to get it hyped up and get it out there. But we're just stoked to play shows and get this music out. We've been sitting on it for way too long.
So you guys have some shows coming up on top of that.
Well, we're going to be in Edmonton on March the 6th at Filthy McNasty's. It's going to be a great show. We're playing with this band, Hot China. They used to be, a couple of the guys used to be in a band called Freshman Years. We played with, oh, like 3 years ago, one of our first shows in Edmonton, we played with them. So it's going to be awesome to be there with them. It's going to feel like old times. And that venue is just rad.
Oh, yeah.
And then on March 8th, we'll be in Red Deer at Slumland Theater. Pretty cool, all-ages licensed venue with a couple pop punk bands, one from Edmonton and one from Red Deer. So that'll be a good time. And then March 14th is going to be our hometown EP release show. We're going to be playing a show at a coffee shop downtown, this rad coffee shop that just opened up called Station Coffee. And we're bringing a couple punk bands from Calgary down. Color in the Clouds, they're younger. We met them playing in Calgary at the New Black and the Atavance.
Oh, cool.
It's a great band.
Yeah. So you guys have been together as a band for a few years now. What changes have you guys noticed within the group or within the sound of the group since your start?
It certainly has been a few years, and like any band, we have changed and kind of progressed. I think this last batch of songs in this last few months, or even I guess getting close to a year now, as a band, we've really kind of changed the way we write songs and the way that we come together to write and play music. This last batch of songs and the ones you hear on the new EP, they're a lot more collaborative in the writing process. Like, we really all got together and put kind of our all into these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what has changed the most, is the way the songs are coming together. And the result is just a really well-rounded, clean-cut group of songs that we're really all really proud of.
So when you were working on the EP, did you have a theme that you wanted to try and keep everything together within, or was it just kind of whatever song ideas you had, just work them out into a finished song format?
What we always try to do is like focus on, like, we don't want our songs to be empty. Actually, Wade's here right now for just a second, if that's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You get to join the interview.
Hey, Wade, how's it going?
Good, you?
Not too bad.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey, it's okay. Some people didn't get the memo. Just bugging you.
Yeah, what was the question again?
Well, the question was, how do you guys put up with Wade? But now that you're here, I guess we need to change the question. We were talking about themes for the new EP.
Well, as a band, we try and write mostly about social justice issues, I guess. It's just, I don't know, something that's on our hearts. And I don't know, it's punk rock, right? Like, we wanted, it started off with just calling out the crap that we see in the world, whether it's like political corruption, or we had songs about starvation on the last EP, and like, here's an anti-war song, and here's like, all our songs were sort of themed about that. Here's an anti-racism song. And with this album, we were trying to be a little bit more like focused on the attitudes and just trying to make the lyrics a little bit more personal and directed, because it's really easy to hang on to those songs a little bit more, and it's really easy to ignore. Like, I mean, like, I don't see the effects of starvation every day, so we can sing this song or whatever, but then what does it really mean? Whereas this album is more about, like, not being apathetic, getting off our butts and getting to work and doing something about the stuff that we see around us. I mean, that's what, like, we have a song on our new EP called What Are We Waiting For? And that's pretty much what the whole thing's about. Just what are we waiting for? Like, it's time to do something about some of this stuff. And so with this EP, we kind of wanted to take it a little bit more of that direction. Oh, I think we just got a little bit better at writing songs. So mostly that was one, probably our biggest goal. Hey, let's write better.
That's a good goal to have. Always progressing.
Strong and Free off of the Even Honest Talk Is Cheap EP.
Who gave them permission?
Did you guys approach anything differently within the recording of Even Honest Talk Is Cheap from what you may have done with Protest Songs or your self-titled EP?
Yeah, we went about things, I'd say, quite differently. The biggest difference, I guess, well, like Kyle mentioned, the writing process, we did a little bit differently, and that was just every song that we're writing now has to be better than all of the songs on the last CD. So we took a lot more time writing. But as far as recording goes, we decided we were going to do our own demo.
Mm-hmm.
We bought recording gear and set up in our jam space and recorded all of our songs before we went into the studio. So we had everyone do all their parts, do all their tracking, all the harmonies, all the gang vocals, everything, so that we could listen back and critique what the songs needed.
Okay.
And we actually had a critique party, and we had friends over and tell us which parts of the song sucked, what we should cut in half, what we should change, what we should keep. And then we made adjustments accordingly. So we basically recorded the whole album before we recorded the album.
And I imagine going into to the studio with Casey, that gave you more of a solid foundation to build off of, to know what you want to keep more so than going in with raw material.
So not only did it give us a chance to listen back, but it also had us practicing our parts.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did we have to practice them, but we had to actually practice recording them. So with that added pressure when the light's blinking, we got a little bit more used to it because we had recorded a bunch already. So yeah, we felt a lot more prepared when we ended up working with Casey. But I mean, there's still always something, like a wrench gets thrown in. He decided we were going to do scratch tracks differently than we'd ever done in the past.
Oh yeah?
So that was a little bit different, but I think for the most part, we just went with the flow, and it was good because we knew the songs a lot better than we had in the past when we went into the studio. So
I convicted myself while I was writing one of our songs, Carry a Torch. I was watching this documentary about this Chinese artist, Ai Weiwei.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's called Never Sorry. That guy is
just
mind-blowingly amazing.
Yeah.
Like he took his art, he took his craft, and just the way he targeted it at some of the events that were happening in China that the government was covering up. It was just insane. At one point, like, he gets kidnapped and captured, and he's like gone for 3 months. And when he comes back, people are just like, oh, awesome, he's back. What are you going to do next? And he's just like, I'm settling down. And that was happened about like a year and a half ago. I'm not sure what he's been up to lately, but it just like blew my mind that there are people in these countries that, like in China, like in Egypt, like in Tunisia, where they're having these riots, where they're not just like lying down. There's injustices, there's political corruption, like people are dying and it's getting covered up, and they got nothing to lose, so they're fighting for it. And I was thinking about, like, we have so much in North America, we have so much in Canada, mm-hmm. we have so much opportunity, we have so much money, we have so much power, and we sit back and let this stuff happen. And I mean, it even happens in our countries, not in such big, drastic ways. But I think part of like having so much means we have so much to lose. And that could be one of the things that's stopping us from standing up for justice. And so the song Carry a Torch is like an apology to the rest of the world who are fighting these battles for their lives, for their freedom to have justice back in their countries. And we're just sitting back scared, and we're I don't know if we keep on doing this, like, maybe we're going to lose the global power position that we have and responsibility that comes with that, and maybe end up in a position where we can't stand up for the rights and freedoms of people. And so the song's like an apology to the rest of the world, and also like a call to arms to ourselves. Like, let's not wait until it's gotten this far. Let's take what we have now and use it. And that was one of those songs, like, while I was writing it, I was just like, crap, like, I need to get to work. What am I doing about this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's too easy for us to become complacent in our freedoms and rights and all that, and not realize when some of that stuff is slipping away or being taken away due to various political movements or actions that, you know, we're too busy wondering about what the next, I don't know, flavor of the month is at Starbucks or something like that. Not when there's actual, you know, major shit that's happening that we might not be paying attention to.
It's weird when it's not that imminent in your face, how easy it is to just like sit back and let those things slide, when you realize that people's lives are actually on the line. like mind blowing, and you don't understand it unless you're there or you see it or you can't like purposefully remind yourself of that. And that's part of what we're trying to do.
No, that's a great attitude to have, and of course the tunes are rocking as well. So you win on both sides, I think. Is there anything else that you want to get out there? Anything that we haven't covered? What besides a few shows that we've talked about? What are you guys' plans for the summer?
What are our plans for the summer?
Making plans is the plan.
We want to get out there and play shows. We're just really excited about this EP and kind of want to take every opportunity we can to get it in people's hands. So we'll hit the road this summer. Not sure exactly where we're going to go. We're going to figure that out right away. It's nice to, we spent a lot of time writing these songs and recording them and getting them all down. And now we're stoked to just like,
ready to play.
We're so ready to play.
If folks want to check you guys out online, you have a few different places they can go. And of course, they can also get the pre-order going for your new 5-song EP, Even Honest Talk Is Cheap. Where can they go for that?
Just go to our website, thesocialthreat.com. That's where you can find everything.
The Social Threat, Spit It Out. This next group have just put out their debut album, We Stalk Each Other Like Animals, on their hometown, Montreal's Stomp Records. Voids are a fusion of energy and punk rock goodness with influences like No Means No, The Ramones, Dead Kennedys, and The Descendants. Voids has a video out for this song, Back in My Arms.
I want you back in my arms.
Voids are also currently on tour with The Real McKenzies, and by this point are probably already sick of knowing that there is no underwear under those kilts. But hey, they knew what they were signing up for. Another new cut off of their debut, this is Smartass.
But I don't anymore. I used to think I had heart just cause my belly was sore. I used to think I had integrity just cause I kept myself poor. I used to think I was smart, now I know I'm just bored. So well, it's become just part of my regular shtick. But I'm sick of being tired, and I'm tired of sucking so much dick. Now I'm teaching my own kids nothing, and I'm making it stick. Oh me, oh my. Someone's ever coming and we're all gonna die. Oh me, oh my. We're all gonna die. So-called spring and sunny suburban internment camp.
facebook.com/BoydsMTL to connect online. To connect offline, hit up one of their shows this month with the Real McKenzies or on one of their future dates. Boyd's Come to Destroy, and they're just getting started. And we're going to roll right into the interview with Paul from the Real McKenzies with the song Fool's Road. Right after one more song off of Boyd's new album, We Stalk Each Other Like Animals, Paradise Wasted.
Forget about the reasons why. You heard them once, you heard them twice. Forget about the alibis they made for you. I'm screaming on a liberation. Fuck the conductor, this orchestration. Everything keeps coming down. The rubble, I can see further. Everything is on fire, hanging from this telephone wire. I'm pleading for some real salvation for all the children, paradise wasted. Every king must swallow his crown. Ashes to ashes, the jogging down. And then I'm smoking underwater in submarines from the fisherman's daughter. Forget about the reasons why. You heard them once, heard them twice. Forget about the alibis they made for you. Forget about the reasons why. You heard them once, heard them twice. I meet you in the by and by, we'll make it through. Hey, say yes, say no, the time. And now you're making an answer. I don't worry about my child because I'm walking up, lay on.
Hello.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
It's going.
This is Chris with The Grind.
Chris with The Grind? Yeah. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Just trying to stay warm here on the prairies.
Warm on the prairies? Well, I hear you're having a Arctic Vortex there.
Yeah.
Is that a new band?
I wish it was, because then I could just skip to the next track. So,
yeah.
Are you guys ready to come out to our Arctic Vortex?
The Arctic Vortex. We are the Arctic Vortex, man.
That's true.
Like, we're the nucleus of the Arctic Vortex.
You are the wind up my kilt.
Yeah, well, you know, I knew a couple of lesbians who were bipolar. They were naked. They were bipolar bears. Anyway, yes, we're most certainly ready. As a matter of fact, we're just preparing the machine, and I've got all the stuff, and one of the components needs to be replaced, but that's not a big deal, and when that's done, we've got the tires, we've got the chains, we've got the attitude, we've got the band. Everything is great.
It sounds like you are beyond ready to go then.
Oh, yeah.
How many years have you guys been doing the March St. Patrick's Day style tour?
I guess it's coming up to about five, six years now. The way that we're doing it this way, like the Western or the British Columbia, Alberta thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose it's coming up. But, you know, it's so much fun that, you know, time flies when you're having a good time, and it's really hard to keep a finger on it. But I would imagine it's been about 5 or 6 years at least.
Okay. Now, I understand that you have a different lineup than in years past.
Yeah, we had to let the Americans go.
Not such a bad thing, though.
No. No more I want and I'm better. We're the best. You know, I mean, it just gets a little heavy after a while. I mean, they're not bad on their own, but when you get them together, you know, it's like having crabs, like one crab, you know, but you get a group of them, no way. Got to get rid of them.
So who do we have in the current lineup? I understand Matt McNasty's back on the pipes.
Matt McNasty is back on the pipes, and we've got Mario Ferrari on guitar. He used to be in Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
Oh, okay.
And we've got Troy Zach on bass, who also used to be in Darkest of the Hillside Thickets many years ago, although he's played with the Vibrators and other bands since then. And we still have the Bone on guitar. And luckily for us, Jesse Pinner, who used to play for DOA.
Yeah.
As soon as Joe kicked him out of his house and his ass skidded off the sidewalk, we just happened to be driving by, so we opened the van door and he landed in our van. And says, hey, I need a job. I says, okay, no problem.
Now that
so
kinda,
he's drumming.
That kind of reminds me of the last time there was a member change up out the van door with Gord.
Yeah. Except he was going out.
Yeah, exactly. But I understand.
I still haven't seen him yet.
No, but I understand he was part of a team that was doing some writing material for the new album.
Yeah. Well, he sort of is, but I haven't seen him.
Probably better that way.
No. I hold no animosity towards his mental instability. I mean, you know, I know how it is. Except I don't jump out of moving vehicles at 40, 50 K.
Yeah.
Not without a helmet, anyway.
That's taking it to a whole new level, I think.
But apparently he's done it before.
Well, as long as he's got
so
practice.
He's an old pro. I guess it's flying squirrel, tuck, roll. And just hope you don't hit anything.
I just got to get a structure here.
Signature 145 guaranteed to get you sex. Unless you're playing in a place in a band that they call No Effects. This song's a Mike, and it's 145. Here's one for Mike, and it's 145. Harmonic, minor, B flat, mixolydian, this and that. Melody and harmony, minus 7 major, 3 B sagger, torso, power, power, hours, we return. The 145, cause we know it makes you burn. He doesn't like to be spit upon. His lips can be as amounts of blow. His new girlfriend's a dominatrix. Too bad the old one had to go. Now we don't mean to bother you, but we ain't got no stash. None to number, just all the worst of us, cause you didn't send us no cash. This song's a mic, and it's 145.
Here's one for Mike, and it's 145.
Song for Mike, a secret cut on 2012's West Winds. Back when that album was just coming out, we talked with Mackenzie's bastard piper, Gord Taylor, about his Out the Moving Van Door mid-tour departure from the group, and that can be found in Volume 129, available on our show archive page at thegrindprc.ca. You know, to hear the other side of the story.
Speaking of new material, you guys have a new album that that will be coming out in the next next year or so, correct?
Yeah, well, we're scheduled to do this little tour. Then we've been woodshedding a little bit, and we're going to continue woodshedding. And in April, we go down to San Francisco, and we record at Motor Studios.
Ah, your fat rec haunt there.
Yep.
What led to that decision?
Well, I think Mike wanted it that way.
And what Mike wants, Mike gets sometimes.
Well, yeah, I don't know. My wife hasn't seen San Francisco, so it's an excellent opportunity to get down there. And, if, you know, if I happen to get the right fundages, we can drive our 55 Savoy Plymouth down there.
Now that's an adventure.
I think so. And we can, you know, stop off and all the things. But then it depends on if we're doing shows on the way down and back. Because if we're doing that, it's best to have the band in the van, like everyone.
Yeah, make sure that everyone is there for that next show.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Murphy's Law.
Beyond shows possibly down in the States, you guys have some festivals lined up for later in the summer as well in Europe.
Yeah, lots of them, actually.
What stands out to you most? Any places that you're looking to get back to and you're excited to be playing there, or new places that you have not yet been?
Well, we play just about everywhere. But I believe we're going to be playing Odessa, and that's a pretty big festival. And there's some in Serbia as well, in Novi Sad.
Okay.
Like, it's quite interesting. I was there before, and this place where they have the festival, it's a huge 16th century castle.
Oh, wow.
And I've seen lots of castles, but I've never seen anything like this with the labyrinth and the stuff in the grounds and stuff. And I could just imagine being an invading force getting trapped in there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stand a chance. You know, drunk at the festival and you get lost in there, you don't stand a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Not without a big flashlight.
Besides album and festivals and shows and that kind of stuff, you guys are also working your way towards the written word on page. Mr. Chris Walter is working on a book of the history.
Yeah, he's been picking my brain for the past month or so. And I believe he stated that he's going to be writing about 120 words. But I said to him, I says, Chris, you've written four chapters and you haven't even gotten to the band yet. So it's probably going to be a little more than that.
He's a very dedicated guy, though. When he sets a deadline for himself, he's able to make it quite often.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out. And, you know, everything, I've learned how to be liquid in this business, so that's why I drink so much.
Well, you got to keep it liquid, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it liquid.
Well, I don't want to chew up too much of your time, but I'm excited that
he's... Oh, no, wait a minute. What about calamari?
What about calamari?
Well, that's lick squid, right? Yeah, we got to keep lick squid.
Lick squid.
Right.
Oh, Paul.
But you're not wasting any time. I mean, you know, if you have a few minutes, it's fine with me.
Yeah,
I don't have rehearsal till 8.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I was trying to think of the last time that I spoke with you, and all I can think of is that time in Saskatoon at Amigos when the Dreadnoughts were around as well.
Yeah, I remember I took a shining to the bass player because we share the same sort of problem. We both have unusually large feet, except... Mine are a size smaller than his. He takes size 14.
14, damn.
Yeah. But he's a big guy, right?
Yeah, well, they don't call him Squid Vicious for nothing, right?
Yeah, and so they get size, you know, the biggest size of shoes they can. They cut the toes off and then gaff tape them to make up the residual.
That's ingenious.
So that's what happens with that. And, you know, luckily enough for me, I'm 12 and a half. So, you know, if I have any shoes hanging around, I'll just, you know, augment them to sizes. But I told him, you know, I was said, you know, you're awfully big. It must take you an awful lot to get too hammered, right? He says, yeah, you're right. And I says, well, here's what you need to do. And I taught him how to snort beer.
Oh, no.
No, when you snort beer, it gets you just knackered.
It does. And it's more socially acceptable than butt-chugging beer.
Yeah. And I've seen that, too. I saw that in Mexico.
Of all places, eh?
Yeah, it was quite impressive, actually, but in a really weird way. Anyway, I really get along well with those guys. I wish them all the best.
On this upcoming tour, you're taking some label mates with you, the band known as Boyds.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah.
How did you guys get associated with them? Was it the label and just sort
well,
of
Well, I don't think we've ever toured with them before. But every time Stomp sends someone out to tour with us, it's always a good thing. Because, you know, I sort of take them under my wing and I show them the ins and outs of how to sell merchandise and stuff. It's a funny thing.
So you're almost the father figure to some of these bands.
No way. No way. Next thing you know, you're going to be saying I'm wiping the dirt from my hands as I walk from the grave.
Oh, I know better to say that, but, you know. I'll push
you know who that is, huh? Father McKenzie. So no father figures here, please.
All right. We'll keep that off.
But if you want to hear some really bad religious jokes, just keep it up.
Woke up today, coughed up last night's smoke. I hung my wet and stinky kilt to dry. There's not a lot of room in here. My eviction's in the works, I fear. But still I hold my finger in the pie. And so I open wide the door to find the day. That son of a bitch so proud she made me blind. But slowly I attest to see a paradise turn grey. Full of those who've left their dreams behind. Get a heart attack or walking, or a stroke on the phone or talking. Paid in paltry cash and triple time.
You guys are playing with the Wailers in Banff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
We'll be having the little alleyway ganja fest.
It'll be a green tour for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll teach them how to roll a Culloden parsnip.
What is that?
A Culloden parsnip. It's a 20 paper doobie.
Holy crap.
Aye.
That's business right there.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's been months since I rolled one, but I'm sure I'm still good at it.
Well, it's like riding a bike, right?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my vices.
Well, there are worse things that you could have.
Oh, yeah, and I stay right the hell away from them. Beer and whiskey and poe, that's my vices. And dad humor.
Oh, well, you know, what makes the world go round.
Yeah, it certainly does.
What have you been up to in terms of touring, non-band related, if I can ask? I know you're quite the world traveler yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did a little personal tour on a bat out of Germany, and I started in Greece, and I ended in Odessa, and all I had was a ukulele.
Oh, wow.
And I made it. I didn't make any money, but I made accommodation, alcohol, and friends. And as it turns out, if I had any money, they would have robbed me, so it's good that I didn't have any. But I did make it back to Berlin, and I collected on the bat and flew back here.
That sounds like quite a trip, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I got a scratch on my ukulele. I'm really pissed off about that.
Well, at least it was just a scratch on your ukulele and nothing else.
Well, it's not just a regular ukulele. It's a Martin ukulele.
Okay.
Limited edition. But, you know, I'll rub it out. It'll be no problem.
Do you guys have any plans of doing another live record, such as in the past?
There's not any plans to do that. The only album that's in the near future is going to be the next one for that. But we really like playing acoustic. And so there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing that in the future. I especially like the environment of that last record.
Oh, it was such just listening to it, I was nowhere around when it was being recorded, and I have not seen a McKenzie show in Berlin, but anytime I put the vinyl on the turntable, it takes me right there. And I feel like I'm...
Yeah,
right,
it's wild. It was 3 days of mayhem, and we had 5 kegs of Beck's, and the McKenzie fan club came by out of Oberhausen, and it was just mad. It was really good.
So where's the weirdest place that you have had a fan contact you from, geographically?
You mean phone or email me from?
Email or phone or whatnot, because it seems like there's pockets of McKenzie fans all over the world in places that you wouldn't think, or I wouldn't
think. Yeah, well, I got a call when I was living in Dortmund for a little while. You can buy beer anywhere there, huh? Any kiosk, any little store. And my favorite kiosk, there was a guy called Andrew, of all names, and he was friends with King Sunny Ade, and he's from Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
And although King Sunny Ade has been dead for a few years, we were talking about it, and he says, oh, yeah, man, he used to live like 3 doors down from me. And I'm like, no way. So I drop by again, and I drop by there every day almost. And he said, hey, can you take care of my kids? I have to go and do something. So I minded the store. It was really cool, and we were hanging around. And then they moved back to Nigeria, and they invited me there. And it was quite cool. I really like Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the places I haven't been to enough. I mean, I'm not... We're probably going to be playing South Africa this year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more to it that nobody really knows about. And like, I really like being a visible minority. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, kind of keeps your mentality in check, keeps your ego in check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most certainly.
Well, that's pretty neat. I would never have thought that from Africa.
Yeah, but... We also had an opportunity to play India, but that kind of fell through because the Bone said he doesn't like the food. And I said, you're not going to the jewel of the East because you don't like the food? I think he was afraid of culture shock. But if we have an opportunity to do that again, we will. And, I wouldn't mind going to China. And we've been there once. We've been to Hong Kong. But and this late summer, we're scheduled to do some shows in Russia
and
Minsk in the Ukraine, but I don't know if any of that's going to be going down now.
Yeah, I think time will tell on those dates.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll have it all ironed out by that time. But don't hold your breath. It's pretty volatile there.
Yeah, definitely a hot spot right now. Well, Paul, I want to thank you very much for your time. It was great to chat with you again.
All right.
And for fans of The Real McKenzies, of course, you know they are on tour right now. They'll be coming across your town if you are in BC or in Alberta. And
yeah, are we live?
We are not. We're not live, actually.
Oh, we're taped.
We're taped, but I'm talking as though we're in the future.
Oh, very good. Well, we should have done that from the beginning. Tell you what do you say you're phone back? No, I'm kidding. We're going to be doing that. We're really looking forward to it. And this lineup is really good and effervescent. And there are no stragglers and naysayers. And everyone loads their own gear and they're happy about it, happy to be on the road. So it should be a good time, head by all.
Fantastic. Well, I hope to catch you on one of those dates.
Excellent. Are we going to have a Guinness?
Why would we not?
We'll have a Guinness and a Jameson's then.
As long as we can have a Jameson's.
Excellent. All the best to you.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Another cut from West Winds to wrap up the show. This is The Tempest. Coming up on our next volume of The Grind, Stacey Steele talks with Adam Willard. He's the current drummer for Against Me, and he has quite the string of former bands attached to his name as well. That talk and more great music all on the next Grind. Cheers.
We are all born free, but forever live in chains, and we battle to existence on and on. We'll take whatever comes to be while keeping hopeful melody, and we'll cruise through the darkness until the warmth of dawn. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell through water like glass above a briny hell.
or the sea, she will best us. We'll never see the land.
We carry on the burden and we hide our grimace well, for the day will come for us to mutiny. But as long as we survive, our hope and pride they can't deprive, and we'll carry on our melody to singing harmony.
So roll, roll your bastards, you never can tell, over water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll, oh, holler, come give her all you can, or the sea she will best us, we'll never see the land.
Shackled wrists, we can fight our way through this, and we'll power.